good for me and her for 1980.
Is that right?
I'm going to pay us her annual pay in 1980 and got no trains to ride on.
Yeah.
Not here.
Yeah.
Of course, if I can get to where the railroad, I mean, the
yeah.
passenger trains on, Mark.
Do they go from Chattanooga to... Can you get
no passenger service from Chattanooga. You have to go to Atlanta. Or you go to Asheville, North Carolina. Or Salisbury, rather.
Salisbury,
that's on the main line.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's a good 1980.
No tax or anything, you just ride through.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, it's really a shame that...
Good on any...
Too bad, isn't it? Season pass to a baseball... Like, in the season pass for baseball team, the baseball team leaves town. It's the,
yeah.
Did your parents have any formal education?
No.
Tell me...
Mom taught school.
Yeah, my mother taught school way back at Kingsport in my area.
Was her family from up in East Tennessee for a long time?
Yeah, they're from
around Kingsport.
They're from around Jonesboro. They're
yeah.
all raised around Jonesboro. Uh-huh.
And your father, how was your father's education?
Well, I'll say he went to about 6th or 8th grade, something like that, and just ordinary, common education.
Okay. And what was his occupation?
He was, he done transfer work, and he worked in a rock quarry, and he was former railroad man, used to break on the Southern Railway. That's where I got that railroad fever. My daddy, of course, he quit breaking in 1907.
How old was he when he moved to Knoxville?
Well, he's born. Oh, I don't know. Before I was born, I was born here in Knoxville. And
well, had your mother moved to Knoxville?
They were living. Oh, you mean when they married?
What I mean is, did they meet in Knoxville or before? Did they
no, they met up around Jonesboro.
I see.
My daddy, he was breaking on the railroad, same railroad, Southern,
mm-hmm.
and he met her at. Somewhere up at Jonesboro,
mm-hmm.
Jonesboro.
I see.
In Kingsport, she taught school over Kingsport, and they moved to Knoxville.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that was, I was born in Knoxville. My oldest brother, he was born in Jonesboro.
I see.
Deceased.
How much older is your brother?
He was 3 years old. Between me and George, wasn't it?
Well,
I'll say.
The oldest, you say.
No, when George was
George?
Oldest. The oldest next to George. I'll say 6 years, there's 6 years difference.
Okay. So it's probably, it was sometime within that 6 year period then that your family moved from Jonesboro down to,
yes.
To Knoxville.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And did you know any of your grandparents?
Yes, I knew my grandfather.
Is this now on which side is that? Your mother?
And my mother's side.
Do you know where he was born?
Sir?
Do you know where he was born?
No, I don't. I think he's born in slave time. He drove a hack way back when he used to drive hacks.
Is that a taxi?
Old hack back in time, way back then. I don't know whether you ever seen a hack or not, did you? Looked like a surrey. I mean, you've seen a hack. Grummers used to travel in hacks, you know, way years ago when they didn't have no trains.
They have four wheels. They have four.
They had four wheels. Had four wheels and horses or mules.
Kind of thing you used to see the snake oil salesman
driver.
That's
right.
You still see those in movies sometimes.
See, like it's a wagon train that you're on television.
Now it wasn't a wagon. It wasn't a covered
wagon.
Back
in them
days.
Had canvas put up. What they called them hacks back in them days.
The Conestoga wagons were called hacks.
Yeah, that's right.
I see.
He drove them for drummers. Drummers used to travel through the